News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The massive investigation into why a Texas man would drive to New Orleans and kill at least 15 people with a rented pickup truck is now stretching from Bourbon Street to Houston. Reporter Chris Fox is monitoring the investigation.
The FBI continues to block entry to the North Houston neighborhood where the suspect, 42-year-old Samsudin Jabbar, lived.
So I'm born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, and now live in Houston.
Jabbar promoted his real estate company in a 2020 YouTube video. Prior to that, he served in the U.S. Army, honorably discharged. The FBI also combing through other videos for answers. President Biden.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The attack caused the Sugar Bowl, scheduled to be played at the New Orleans Superdome, to be postponed until Thursday afternoon. Helena Moreno is president of the New Orleans City Council.
I'm very confident in the security measures that are being brought in place. The water barriers that are becoming and building different perimeters around Superdome, around obviously areas in the French Quarter as well.
The FBI and police are also investigating an apparently deliberate explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. At least one person who was in the truck died. Seven others were injured. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has this reaction for us.
The president-elect's son, Eric Trump, expressed gratitude for emergency crews' quick response. Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, who will be leading a Trump administration advisory commission, says he has the whole Tesla team investigating the explosion and posted, "We've never seen anything like this."
Chicago police say there is no actionable intelligence about a threat involving Chicago's Trump Tower, but patrols have nevertheless been increased in the immediate area. Amazon wants its workers to deliver themselves to their official workplaces.
Work from home ends for employees of the big online retailer. Amazon says employees will have assigned desks like they did before the pandemic, and they won't have a hybrid work schedule combining work from home and work from the office days. They'll have to be in the office 5 days a week.
That's our Christopher Cruz. The investigation into the deadly airliner crash in South Korea has heated up.
South Korean police say they've raided Muwon Airport and the offices of Jeju Air in the capital Seoul as they continue their investigation into the crash of one of the company's passenger jets. 179 people were killed when the aircraft crash-landed at Muwon Airport on Sunday and slid into a wall.
BBC's Neil Nunes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear, and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
A New Year's Eve celebration turned into chaos at a family fun center in Massachusetts.
YouTube star David Humphlett was hunting for snakes in Florida when a snake found him first.
It's a fantastic eastern brown rattlesnake that I just got bit in the leg by.
He was out herping, which means looking for reptiles and amphibians in the wild. He documents his travels on social media. The snake was camouflaged and got him right in his calf. He was in the ICU for more than 2 weeks. He was given more than 50 vials of anti-venom, and his family had to start a GoFundMe to cover his medical bills. Luckily, he still has his leg. Jen Clark, CBS News.
The city of New Orleans and local community groups are offering PlayStations to people willing to turn in guns. It's part of a series of gun buybacks over the past 6 months as Louisiana loosens gun ownership requirements. A new state law allows most people 18 or older to carry concealed guns without permits. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurries will come to an end. Mostly cloudy skies to persist. Lower 20s expected by sunrise. West winds under 15. For your Thursday, partly sunny skies. A few flurries in the late day. Highs near 30. Those flurries come to an end Thursday night. It's 24 at our studios.
Thank you. to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Unless you please, Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along.
My
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Yeah. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Walking down the street singing. Mine. Waiting bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
together nearly every single day singing.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking.
since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The FBI is searching for potential additional suspects in the deadly morning New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans' French Quarter. WWL's Dave Cohen tells us it was horrific.
I need EMS. I can help her now.
Police radio calls paint a picture of the carnage here in New Orleans.
I got at least maybe 12 to 15 people hit by this vehicle.
Investigators